have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. That's 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E. Jesse. And my biblical question are juicy. And again, it's only for those who are ready and willing to work on themselves. All people. Men and women. Boys and girls, if you're ready to work on yourself, the biblical questions are for you, not for anyone that does not want to work on themselves. They love their misery. They love their hell. They love being evil. And there are people who absolutely love being evil, and they'll get mad if you even suggest that they drop it. And they get a thrill out of roaming the earth, roaming the internet, roaming the cafes, the bars, and wherever they go, looking for someone that they can devour, that they can hurt, they can hurt you. And they get a thrill. And to them, that thrill feel like life itself. But when you get to know yourself, and keep your eyes on you, you will overcome the world, and they can't touch you. They'll try. And when they can't do it by themselves, they will find and build an army. And even an army cannot touch you because there's a greater army camped around you to protect you from the world. But you don't know it yet. That's why the biblical questions are there to encourage you to know thyself and to unlearn everything that you've been told. Everything that you've been taught has been wrong. Except for like math, I guess, and stuff like that, practical things. But everything you've been taught and everything that you've been trying to live up to, you're never going to do it. It never has been done, never will be done. But you can, there's a right way. You got to overcome the old way and live the new way. So the biblical questions are for you. How can you change your future? How can you change your future? How? Amazing, huh? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're out and about doing whatever it is you're doing, you're too busy to just sit and watch the show. And a whole bunch of people are doing that, but some people got, they got to run around. They got to make breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They got to take their children to the public school because in spite of knowing that the schools are destroying the children, they don't have time for the children. They got to go to work. They don't want to be mama at home raising some children. Nobody know that you're at home raising children, and you do not get awards. you do not get invited to dinner awards for raising children, so it doesn't help the ego. You can be listening to the show by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And you can podcast. Amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or Bond JLP Cash App. It is Tuesday. Yeehaw! One of my favorite days. And one of the reasons, it reminds me of growing up in Alabama on that plantation when we could really enjoy country and Western music. And we will only hear country Western music for a long time because we couldn't get out. We didn't have the electric stuff hooked up, the electric pole hooked up. And we could only get country Western music. And it was amazing. So it reminds me of that. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. So it is Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the?
Who let the dogs out?
Woo.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. So the one thing I want to do, the first thing this morning, I said yesterday, see, I'm black and slow, but I keep my word. When I remember. Do you remember when it was time, September, holding hands, oh, to remember? I want to do the super chat. Super chat. And, Hank.
Yes.
You have something white on your mustache, yeah. It's still there.
Maybe it's called white hairs?
Or maybe it's called April Fool.
You got me. That's not Christian to call a person a fool.
Wow. I love it. What, beta?
He had me tripping out.
Beta.
Alpha. Alpha Fool.
April Fool. Today is April Fool.
Nice.
It's the first day of April.
Indeed.
Amazing.
The rent's due. Oh, no rent today.
Why not?
April Fools.
Oh, God.
Silly.
Silly of me to go around bragging about the love I found. How I love you. It's a song for everything.
Indeed.
Amazing, huh?
Yeah.
Super chat.
Gregory G. bought 5 coffees. I believe I'm going through the greatest trails, perhaps he meant trials, of my life. My thoughts are consistently going crazy, and I think it's because my commitment to the silent prayer. Through the silent prayer, I keep learning about the spiritual battle, and I can't win on my own. Being still is all I can do.
Yep. Yeah, and you stay with it. If you stay with it, and I hope you will, you're going to discover the prison of the imagination and the false teaching the moment you popped out of your mama's womb that it has had on you and that you're actually living in a prison of the thoughts, of the emotions, of the imagination, And it's just, it's so crazy that you just shake your head. I can't believe I thought that way. I can't believe I felt that way. I can't believe I believe that and did what it says. I can't believe that all that I've been thinking, all that I've been feeling, all that I've been doing has been wrong. It's been an illusion. So stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. You haven't discovered anything yet. It's amazing.
Yaya from the D also bought five.
Yaya!
Five coffees.
From where?
From the D.
Oh, from the D. Her name. Mm-hmm. Is it her?
It sounds like a her, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Hey, Jesse and Hake, I watched The Fallen State with Amber Rose. It was an amazing interview, and she's truly grown from the first interview. I wish you and the crew well. Have a great day. Thanks, hands and heart emojis.
Right on. Thank you for your support. I appreciate it. It was an amazing discussion with Amber Rose. And you all can watch it by going to thefallenstate.tv. It aired past Friday at 11 a.m. So check it out, thefallenstate.tv. Amazing.
JMP Goat 21, now a member, a monthly supporter on the buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Thank you.
Such a courageous, intelligent, and based man. Keep fighting to wake people up and see they're still in chains by the left. People are finally opening up their eyes and seeing that everything they're told is a lie. God bless you, and my family loves your amazing coffee. The best.
Punchy's Coffee. Thank you. And check out Punchy Coffee. Go to jesseleepeterson.com/shop. I have my own coffee now. It's amazing. Check it out.
Indeed. Marty says, happy Sunday, everyone. Much love. Amazing church.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Completion 888. Why does cremation matter if we are not our bodies? Thanks in advance, Jesse. Shout out, Hake. Joelle's and Nick's shows also shining bright.
Shout out. Because they're telling you to cremate yourself to make money off you. They don't want to miss a dime. How come all my life we've been burying people? And all of a sudden they come up with this idea of cremation because they want to make sure they get money from everybody. It's a money-making thing. And it's so amazing to me how people jump for it without even thinking about it. They just go for it. It's like, I was thinking this morning about the dogs, who let the dogs out, how everybody and their mama now love dogs. They walk around with little dogs and funny dogs and long dogs, short dogs, who let the dogs out. And the dog-making business is booming. The people who make dog food, remember they didn't make dog food before we fed the dog or the dog go out somewhere and find his own food? We were like, give the dog a bone. When we ate all the meat off the chicken, we would give a bone to the dog. Get a dog a bone. And or the dog went out and find his own food. And everybody was just fine. Now they have made the dog your child. And the dog business is booming. And the dog doctor business is booming. There was a time when there were no doctor dogs or dog doctors. And the dog business is booming. And even the airline business and the cafes, they're booming because they let the people on with the dogs now. It's about the money. It's about the money. I was telling myself about AI this morning. I had heard a report that young people are really going for AI. And a lot of them are putting in their private business onto AI, and they are getting ripped off because somebody owned AI. AI didn't come around and just create itself. There's a big computer somewhere from someone who created AI, and they're collecting all of your personal business. And then you cry. But the young people just think AI made itself. Is that true or not? They don't realize somebody made AI, and somewhere on the other end, somebody's running that computer.
I don't know.
You don't think somebody created AI? You think AI created itself?
Maybe they kind of like gave it a push, and now it's going on its own.
So you really think a computer created its own self?
Mm-hmm.
What a beta.
Steady Freddy.
Are you joking?
No, I'm not joking.
You think a computer, a machine,
right,
create itself?
I mean, it's like I said, they give it a push. You created it, and then it starts to like advance itself.
What does that mean? How does it do that?
It's somebody, because it's artificially intelligent.
No, somebody is advancing itself. It's not doing it by itself. It's just a piece of machine.
There is some maintenance.
It's
involved,
just,
I'm sure.
And more than just maintenance.
Nice.
That's amazing. Did you know that I heard a report this morning that Ford Motor is bringing back stick shift?
Nice.
And most young people don't even know what stick shift is. Do you know, Nick?
I do.
What is it?
It's another way of operating a motor vehicle.
How?
With a stick that shifts the gears. You got to press that clutch.
Do you know how to drive one?
You got to do that thing. I do, a little bit.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They say a lot, most young people don't even know about this. They don't know how to drive one or anything. Can you imagine? What a sad way to live. And so, but this stick shift doesn't have a clutch.
Oh, man.
It just kind of.
So you don't have to have any skill.
Right. They said because young people don't know how to drive stick shift.
Well, I still don't know how to drive stick shift. And I've been driving one for like 15 years.
So really just cosmetic, just for the feel.
Yeah, because they're SUV, they want you to feel like you're driving a SUV.
Yeah, it feels cool.
Yeah, with a six year.
I heard that those Teslas, they have like a speaker that goes...
Right, most electric vehicles.
Because otherwise it's just quiet.
If I was a car maker, I'd bring back loud noise cars.
Right.
Noise cars that make noise and stick shift, rough cars, and they will sell like hotcakes.
And clutches that are hard to work, so yeah, that you just go ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk if you shift wrong.
But you know how to, I can't imagine not knowing how to drive a stick shift. It's so nice to know how to drive a stick shift.
It is.
Nick, you know how to drive one?
A little. Beta. Yeah, I learned on a stick shift.
Beta.
I first started.
You forgot, huh?
I bet you I did. But I bet you I could do it. I bet you I could do it. You know, the manual shifting is a different thing than just cosmetic, huh? It's also, I hear.
What do you mean by cosmetic?
Better for gas and stuff.
It is, yeah. It's better for gas.
Like you're controlling
it. It's better for if your car should stall, you can just give it a little quick push, jump in there, hit that clutch, hit that first brake, and it comes.
I don't know. These computers will be super efficient.
Fortunately.
What?
I've never done that, fortunately. I mean, I did it in my dad's car, truck.
Yeah.
I remember pushing it to jump it. Anyway.
I first learned how to drive a stick shift on a tractor down on when I was farming the thing. My granddad said, hey, you got to drive this tractor and break ground. I'm like, I can't drive no stick shift. He's like, get up there, I'll show you.
Wow. Cool.
Yeah, that's definitely different.
We're never going to get through all these Super Chats.
Oh, I forgot we're doing Super Chats.
Oh, yeah. Super Chat. Thank you.
Steady Freddy with a lemon person body head and a little powder puff thing high-fiving each other.
Thank you.
Thank
you.
Amazing. Someone bought three coffees. Good morning. Hi, y'all. Happy female Monday. Jesse, there is trouble in the land. P.S. James Hake needs to shut up and step up.
What do I mean?
And do the right thing for a change.
About what?
I'm not sure.
Jesse, there's trouble in the land. That means that her husband beat her. There's trouble in the land. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. I have a friend. He black. We had a discussion, and he called me Uncle Ruckus. I'm not even fully black. I am a part of the group. Or am I a part of the group, or do I have to earn the rank of coon first?
You're a part of the group. You're on your way. I remember when somebody called Derek, my producer, a coon or something.
That's right.
And I'm like, Derek, you made it. You're on your way. Joel is saying, I drove a stick shift. Joel Friday, he black. I drove a stick shift, but then it got towed away because I ain't have no tag.
How black is that? Repo man.
He driving a stick shift with no tag on the car, and they towed it away. What the? It was a what? A tussie?
A hoopty.
What's a hoopty?
Meaning like a beat up car.
Oh, nice. So Derek made it. He is a. So yes, you made it. You're a coon. Amazing. Thank you.
Jamil, watching church yesterday made me realize that a part of me was still holding on to something. And the idea of a family or being with a girl or lust is all the same.
Yes.
The thoughts use what you hold on to in order to trick you into going unconscious. And so I was able to just let it go when I saw that. Thanks. Also, if the last thing men have to drop are lust and food, what's the last thing a woman has to drop?
The man. No, I don't know. I don't know. Her ego, for sure. You have no idea. I didn't have any idea. Thank God I work on myself, really. He gave me the, as Joel would say, the grace and the mercy to work on myself. You have no idea that all of your problems, all of your hang-ups, all of your doubts and your fears, all of your false illusion of problems are coming from you, inside of you, and they are not real at all. It's so amazing. It's hard to believe. It's so amazing that none of those things are real. Really. It's just not real. But stay with it. Stay with it. Amazing.
Thank you, Jamil.
Yeah.
Lori bought a coffee. Church was amazing. My BQ answer?
How can you change your future?
You can change your future by forgiving. Forgiveness changed my future in the most amazing way. Thanks, Jesse.
Nice. Thank you, and I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
Over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App, so callous. 400 years of slavery is proof they were maintained.
Right on. They try to make slavery seem so bad. They look for the worst of what they think slavery is, and they do it to control you. You should take control of your own life. It would be amazing. Thank you.
Samuel on Cash App, thank you all.
Thank you, Samuel. Amazing.
Anthony says, Female Moon Day, Monday JLP show.
Every Monday is and will always be Female Monday. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, Jesse might say no, but I know inner stillness has levels of progression in both effect and user's skill and use of it. You can level up.
Amazing. I don't quite know what that means, but I'm not saying no is not true. I just don't understand it. Because you're smarter than me, Lin Chin. I'm black and slow, man. What's up? But thank you.
He's half black and half slow.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Is he from China?
No, he's from China, Jamaica, and Canada.
Is he in this country?
No, he's in Canada.
Oh, he lives in Canada?
I guess you could call that this country nowadays. Someday
dying.
Soon.
But Lin Chin lives in Canada?
That's right.
Oh, yeah? Amazing. Thank you, Matt. I appreciate it. I listen closely, and I just don't let it go. You know, I let it go in and out the ear, but I listen. Thank you.
The average person's inner stillness is level 1, says Lin Yan Chin with yet another super chat. While level 2 is the stuff of athletes with Olympic variant, using level 3 inner stillness as a catalyst of their refined constitution.
And how do people know what level consciousness is? how do people know, Lin Chin? Because somebody else has been talking to me. Oh, somebody gave me a book about the levels of consciousness, 1, 2, 3, and that.
Oh.
I don't know how they know about level. How you know what level you're at? And I'm not saying it's not true. I'm just saying, how do you know that? Amazing. Thank you.
The Prince of Prance has attained level one inner stillness and is grinding exponentially to reach level two. Lord Goodhair is barely level one, with Nick not yet reaching due to ADD/genius being his guide. Three is prime JLP.
Amazing. What the? Nick got the energy, that's for sure, given to him by God. No one else has it but Nick and the Great White Hope. Look like that man that owned Twitter.
Elon Musk?
Elon Musk ain't have it. He seemed to have amazing energy, too.
Interesting.
Yeah. But I don't know if it's the level of the Anchor Baby and Trump. What do you think, Nick?
If that's your scale in your chin, it's broken. But I also, too, listen to your chin.
Thank you.
He never misses with his assessments.
Just his scaling is off.
Okay.
His assessment, sir.
Amazing.
Santino, you helped me, so let me help you help others. Amazing.
I appreciate that. If you get it helpful or not, help us to help others. Thank you very, very much.
Governor Chris, the Democratic Party needs new leadership because the Republicans are on the way to becoming evil themselves.
I rest my case. Thank you. Absolutely.
General Christopher Foute bought five coffees. This is Chris from Atlanta. The Black Panther Party has a new leader. Guess who that is, Jesse? Salute. Amazing.
So Chris is the new leader of the Black Panther Party?
Star eyes. He doesn't say, but he asks you to guess.
Must be Chris. Chris is very, very smart, I have to tell you that. And he's black. And so I don't think they're going to accept you, though, Chris. They don't want someone that's going to lead them in the right way. But I wish you well, and thank you for your support. Check Chris out. He was on the fallenstate.tv at once. So check it out. It was a very good interview, a discussion. Thank you, Chris.
Me and Big Mama Michelle at the buffet bought a coffee. Jesse, did you watch Ye, formerly known as Kanye West?
Joel, I don't know if you mean watching, but Joel.
There was an interview or something.
Yeah, Joel showed me this morning. I haven't watched the interview yet. But Joel showed me the that he had on a black
snazzy outfit.
Yeah,
snazzy little outfit on.
And he was doing some kind of interview in a black outfit.
I can see you wearing the same thing, says this man.
Oh yeah.
Anyhow,
amazing. Thank you.
Happy Cesar Chavez Gracias, Señor Mamma Mia. Yesterday.
Oh, yesterday.
Yesterday was Cesar Chavez Day.
Amazing. Where is Cesar now?
He's in heaven.
I rest my case. Thank you.
Communist heaven. I don't know. He was pro-union. Cornerstone over on Cash App says Punchy TV getting deep. That's nice.
Absolutely. Check out. It was an amazing episode yesterday at 2 p.m. Check it out. Punchy.tv, right?
That's right.
Punchy.tv on YouTube and Punchy.tv. It was amazing. And you have Joel Frotches to thank for that, because Joel is the one that's really making Punchy work. I don't have time to do it. I just came up with the idea. He is making it happen. He black, but not all that slow. Thank you.
Dawn, with a biblical question response.
How can you change your future?
By staying present and trusting in God, He takes care of the rest. Amazing God brings amazing results. Yes and amen.
Oh, amazing. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I got to take a break. Thank you all. When I come back, your phone calls and the rest of the Super Chat. Back in a moment.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening, and I started just being more at peace. And I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no words to express, because you have nothing to compare it to, right? Stay with the silent prayer. You haven't seen anything yet. It gets better. Welcome back. The men's forum this Thursday. It is the first Thursday of the month. So come on down, man. Those meetings are amazing. At 7 p.m. Pacific time, the men's forum. And don't worry, lady. Believe me, the third Thursday month will be here before you know it. So fast, makes your head swim. But for this Thursday, men only. And cameo. This week, there are on sale. Cameos are on sale. You can get a cameo video, personal shout out, for only $20 from today until Saturday, Friday of this week. Birthday shout outs, wedding shout outs, anniversary shout out, or whatever. So hurry, hurry, hurry. I do them myself for you. Encouragement shout out, whatever kind of shout outs. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And don't forget to the social media stuff. Like, follow, subscribe, ring the bell, and all that. All right, we're on Cameo. I mean, rumble.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cozy.tv/JLP Talk. JLP Talk on X. And Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. All right, 888-7753-773. Let me go to Marilyn out of Virginia. Marilyn, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I think you mean Madeline.
Yeah, Madeline. My bad.
That's okay.
Yeah, Marilyn.
Good morning.
Good morning, Madeline.
Okay, well, thank you for wishing me a safe flight to Florida the other day. Last night we did come in with a lot of weather issues, but our white pilot got us home safely, so that was nice.
Right on. Thank God for whites.
I know. Praise the Lord, he was white.
Nice.
So the reason I'm calling, and I kind of figure I know what you're going to say, but I think my only last layer of burden that I'm carrying is shame. And guilt. Shame and guilt.
Okay.
Because I was a young mother, and of course I am evil, and I put that on my son, and it's really hard for me to forgive myself. I have been doing the silent prayer morning and night. I'm going to forgive my mother in a couple of weeks when I see her face to face. I'm going to forgive my father. So maybe after those two things come to pass, maybe the shame will go away, but I feel like the shame is what's making me want to, you know, like hate myself, feel guilty. Oh, and I also went and I asked my son to forgive me. I told him I'm sorry for, and I named all the things I did, and he acts like he doesn't even remember half of it, and he's like, you were fine, you were blah blah blah, but I know the things I did. And oh,
And so, how old is he now?
37.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't really realize I had that shame until I was doing the silent prayer a few weeks ago. And then I went into my thoughts, which I didn't realize I was doing. And that's when I realized, oh, I still have shame because I'm letting the devil bring me into the past of things that happened when it was. But I was thinking to myself, but it was me. I did do it. But then I remembered you saying that wasn't you. It was a spirit living in you. It made a home in you. And I got that spirit many years ago from my mother and how evil she was. So my question for you is, do you believe just continuing with the silent prayers, living in the moment, forgiving my parents, that will be the way to get the shame off of me?
And when you say you know what I'm going to say about it, what am I going to say?
To silent prayer, forgive my parents, live in the present, live in the light. I continue, I go to church, and I do your church as well. And I did go to my son because he wasn't going to forgive me. Oh, and that's the one thing I have about my hell that I live in is because he doesn't believe or know Jesus, and he loves his hell. And I tell him that I'm like, well, you love your hell, and there's nothing I can do about that. So I've let that go. So that's why I feel like I know that what you're going to tell me because I listen to you every single day.
And so why did you do that to your son?
When I was a teenage mother? You mean when I was younger?
Whatever you're feeling
yes.
guilty or ashamed about, why did you do that to your son?
I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I would, well, because I was enforcing my my ways and thoughts onto him. I was trying to control him, and I thought I was doing the right thing. I thought I was a great mom.
And,
we think we're doing the right thing and we're not.
And how do you see that now?
I see it as I didn't know any better. I wasn't living. I feel guilty that I did it because I always wanted to be a great mom. And I thought I was being a great mom, but I wasn't.
And who is feeling the shame? Who are you? Who is feeling the shame?
Exactly.
No, that was
the
a question.
Spirit that is, I love you, Jesse.
What?
I know it's a question and I'm going to answer it. You are right.
No, that was
the
question.
It wasn't me.
No, that was the question. Who is feeling the shame?
It's not me. It's the spirit. Or it was me in the past that's still living in me.
And who is feeling the shame?
I feel like I'm living the shame, but I am not who I think I am.
How do you know that? If you just said you are feeling shame, you are feeling guilt.
Right.
But why are you saying you're not who you think you am?
Yes.
So why are you? I'm confused because if you, why do you say you it's not you?
Yes.
No, that's a question.
Because I know that that's not me, but I'm saying it is me.
And why?
I don't even know.
You don't know that it's not you then, because if you knew it was not you, you would be saying, I feel shame.
Exactly. So that's what I need to ask you is just following the, after I forgive my parents and have those conversations, do you think that could be the last, the one thing that will help me not see myself as the past of when it wasn't really even me, it was the darkness in me?
You don't see already that it was the darkness in you that made you do the things you've done?
Yes, and then I let it come back in me, I suppose. That's what I'm doing. I'm letting it come back and make a home in my, yeah.
And how are you doing that?
by just letting myself feel guilty and not living in the present.
How are you doing that?
By letting myself feel like a failure.
If there is no self, how can you feel like a failure?
I think because my son loves his hell, I let that reflect on me.
That doesn't even make sense what you're saying right now.
Uh-huh.
Oh. When she's crying, she's lying.
I know, I don't cry anymore.
I cried over you. You're still believing thoughts and emotions, and you're calling them you. And that's not going to end until you see them, but do not call them you. You did not do anything to your son, ever. It was this thing that made a home in you that you identify with, and it worked through you. It used you and caused you to do damage to your son, but it was never you. And there's no you to feel guilt or shame. And for you to even think and say that, it's all ego. You're on an ego trip and you're loving it.
Yes.
You love to say, oh, I did this to my son. I feel so guilty. I feel so ashamed. You're on an ego trip. All that is ego too. And you're loving it.
Yeah. So the silent prayers, just keep doing that. And that might...
All you need to do is stay present. Do the silent prayer. Watch the thoughts. And when you get into the emotion because you didn't catch the thought, don't call it you. Just watch it. Live with it. Stay with it. Keep your eyes on it. And the Father will take them away from you. He is trying to change your nature from evil to good, from bad to... He's trying to take away all your false nature and replace it with his. And then not only will your heart be pure, his heart, your nature will be good, and you will be able to do good and be good. Be good and do good.
So when you say keep my eyes on the thought, but don't call it me, exactly, can you tell me, like, what that would mean? Like, just think about the thought, or?
You know how you sit back and you watch a movie?
Yeah.
And the movie is, like, really interesting, so you don't want to miss one bit of it. And you don't want someone talking to you, distracting you from it. You want to keep your eyes on that movie, right?
Right.
And you're not in the movie. You're at home. Your TV screen is in front of you. But you're not in the movie. You're watching it, right?
Yeah.
That's how you want to do with the thoughts. That's all you need to do. And it's the TV light. Light of the TV that allows you to see the screen on the TV.
Oh.
So it's the light of God that allows you to see the screen, your mind.
That makes sense. All right. That's the key I was missing. All right. I appreciate your time, Jesse.
Are you doing the silent prayer every morning, every night?
Every morning, every night. Sure am.
And then during the day, practice too, kind of, when you realize you're caught up in your head, just take a moment, become aware of your body or something, and bring you back in the present. Because life is in the present. Everything, opportunities, and everything is right here, right now. It's not in your past. It's not in the future. It's right now. So just, if you get caught up, just become aware of your body or look around you for a minute, and you'll be fine.
Well, thank you, Jesse.
And stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
I will, sure will. And I'm going to go buy some coffee.
Nice. Put JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing coffee.
I got
Purchase coffee.
I know.
But you stay with it.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys.
And when you see your son, don't pounce on him. Oh, you just love your hair. Leave him alone.
Oh, no, I don't do that. I just think it in my... I mean, I did tell him once that, but now I know because I've heard you tell people... you know, let them stay in their hell. Don't bring it, like, just let them live in it. So yeah. That's what I do.
No, and yeah. You've already gone to him, according to you, and you apologize for what you've done, right? For
right.
doing that. That's all you need yes. to do. Now you just work on you and forget about him. Let him take Amen. Care, do whatever he wants to do with his own life. That's not your responsibility.
Okay. All right, I got it. I'll call you back next year and tell you how it's gone.
Next year?
Well, I'll call you probably next week about something else.
Oh, I thought you said next year. Okay. Absolutely. You stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. All right?
All right. Thanks, Jesse.
All right. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Then we go to Texas and talk to Vicky. Vicky, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, Vicky. How are you?
Great. I'm doing really well, Jesse.
Did
Amazing.
You move into your new place?
Yes.
So,
and it's just so wonderful.
Do you like it better than the ranch?
I do.
And how,
I do.
Why?
I know. Well, I think that I'm away from people that were distracting.
For on the ranch?
And yeah.
So there were people distracting you living on the ranch while you were living on the ranch?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So being here is like being closer to God. Yeah.
Okay. And, amazing.
And it's the best thing. Yeah.
Okay.
It's the best thing.
Right on.
Yeah. So I wanted to let you know that being present and getting to know who God is really an amazing journey. It's beyond words. And God's been revealing to me as I'm unpacking things and stuff. You know, he's right there with me. And it's like he's revealing to me how important fathers are. And it brings me back to, you know, in Revelation that he gives me is that kind of love that my dad had. And when you say fathers love their children, they truly do.
Yep.
And I was a daddy's girl, and I was hated for being... I was attracted to his nature, and there was something I remember 4 or 5-ish year old that I literally could not stand to be around my mom for very long, and I always followed my dad around, and I was attracted to him because he didn't have emotion, and he wasn't one of those clingy dads, and he didn't like say I love you all the time, you know, but when he did say he loved me, it was I knew his love, so I didn't need to hear that.
Yeah.
But when I think that intuitively he knew that there were times that I may have been going through some problems, what perceived problems of the world is, but I think he saw through that and my struggles. And, like, if we were outdoors every Saturday, we had to help with the yard and keep it clean and do the weeding. You know, I saw that he knew that there were times he would just come up to me and he'd say, hey, kiddo. And I'd look up at him and he would say, I love you. And then give me a wink and walk away. And it wasn't like... You know, I felt that internal, like, light and love, and it wasn't like an emotional kiss, hug, I love you, blah, 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 come here, little girl. It was just I knew I was loved.
Amazing.
And it's like the same kind of love, like knowing God and putting him first in everything and staying with him brings me right back to that same, it's so wonderful, Jesse, because it brings me back to that same love that I had from my father.
Amazing.
And that was so unexplainable to me, that it was so natural, his love.
Do you have
and
children?
It was pure. What's that?
You have kids?
Oh, yeah, I do. They're all grown. I have grandchildren.
And did you apologize to them for the mistake you made with them?
Oh, every one of them.
Right on.
Yeah.
And did you forgive your mother as well?
Of course.
Amazing.
Of course, because now that your eyes are open,
yeah,
you can see when Jesus said, "Forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do." It loosens you up to the fact that he is true in saying that, because people really are blind. So you don't have to judge yourself or anyone. And it's amazing to be free. It's so amazing because you know that you're in this world, but you truly are not of it. You're not. You live from within, and that's where God is.
That's
and
right.
His love is the greatest. This is the greatest gift I've ever received, and it's the only gift that I cherish. There's nothing that this world has to offer me. Nothing, Jesse. There's nothing like his love. Nothing. And I want to thank you for that, because you were the catalyst to all of this, and I'll never forget you. You are my brother, and I know that for a fact. I know that you're my brother, my real brother.
And you stay with it, Vicki? It only gets...
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. It only gets clearer and amazing. It really gets better.
I know. I'm every day gets better, Jesse.
Yes, absolutely.
Every day. So can I answer the biblical question real quick?
How can you change your future?
I can't change anything. And there is no future, so it's pretty simple.
Amazing. Thank you, Vicki. Yeah. It's so good to hear from you, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. Thank you very much.
I know. Thank you. I love you, Jesse. Have
you
a wonderful day.
And I wish you guys well in your new place.
Oh, thank you. Come visit still.
I will. I'm going to be coming to Texas soon.
Oh, well, let me know.
I definitely will.
We'll have a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Love you, bro.
Love you, too.
Have a wonderful day.
You, too. Thank you. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. Let me go to first-time caller, Ali, out of Massachusetts. Ali, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, how are you?
All is well, sir.
That's good. So, first of all, I just want to say thank you, because I've been doing the silent prayer, and I'm someone with a lot of anxiety, and it's just been helping me out, and God's been revealing certain things to me. And, yeah, I'm 21, and I moved house.
And what does anxiety feel like?
It's kind of like, in certain situations, I'll have, like, I'll be, like, presenting to a class or something, and my heart will race, and I won't be able to, like, talk, and my voice will get shaky.
Amazing. Can you hold for me?
Yeah.
Let me take a break. Two more hours to go, folks. 888-773-773-888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Hate news, not the fake news. And I'll be back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry, because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's his nature.
Oh.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world, such as anti-tariff propaganda. Give me a break. No trust in the Trump administration by the evil liberal lame-o media. And election day, it's election day in Wisconsin and maybe another state as well. And Senator Cory Booker, the, what are the words to describe him? Talker? He talked for hours, I heard, rambling against Trump, our greatest president. And the Chinese military are conducting exercises, or they were at least, around Taiwan. A show of strength. Kind of provocative. Nice. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Country and Western Tuesday, April 1st. Happy April. It's April Fool's Day, 2025 AD. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, even during Hate News, Not Fake News. So call in right now and hang tight, callers. JLP will be right back to your calls. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, is reporting that White House aide Peter Navarro said he expects President Donald J. Trump's tariffs on imported goods to bring in $6 trillion in revenue over the next decade. But Commie Nonsense Network wants you to know that most economists say that the tariffs will be paid for by American businesses and consumers in the form of higher prices. Wonder why they don't bring that up with taxes themselves. What a mess. That would amount to the largest tax hike in U.S. history, so claim they. But they don't know what they're talking about. And Election Day, in the first major election since our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, returned to the to office, all eyes, supposedly, are on races in Wisconsin and Florida as well. Voters in Wisconsin will head to the polls today to decide the ideological balance of the state's so-called state Supreme Court. Democrats are backing some liberal so-called Judge Susan Crawford. Sounds like a woman, or worse. While Trump, billionaire Elon Musk, and Republicans are supporting supposedly conservative Judge Brad Schimel. S-C-H-I-M-E-L. Brad Schimel. Pardon me if I'm butchering his name. The battle for the court seat has become the most expensive judicial contest in U.S. history. In Florida, elections are being held. Oh, Lord. They are holding elections to replace former GOP representatives Matt Gaetz and Mike Waltz, both in the Trump administration. Although Matt Gaetz is not in the administration, at least not officially. We wish him well. If Republicans win in the Sunshine State of Florida, it would increase the GOP's slim majority in the House. And Cory Booker, Senator Cory Booker, took to the Senate floor, the U.S. Senate, right, at 7 p.m. last night, local time, to protest actions taken by our greatest President Trump and his administration. Quote, in just 71 days, the President of the United States has inflicted so much harm on Americans' safety, financial stability, the core foundations of our democracy. So said the New Jersey male Democrat. Embarrassing. These are not normal times in America, he said. Sorry, I spit. Pardon me. During his many hours on the floor, Cory Booker read letters from Americans, supposed Americans, who were worried about the country and wanted lawmakers to act. Cory Booker also discussed possible cuts to Medicaid and Social Security, and the elimination of funding for research and science, and the far right's, so-called far right's, campaign to demonize and deport immigrants, primarily illegals. The removal of U.S. so-called history lessons about women and people of color, and attacks on free speech at universities. At publication time this morning, Cory Booker, was still speaking when Commie Nonsense Network was about to send this email. I'm James Hake, now back to JLP, Hour 2.
have to stand up strong. Ain't the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773, 888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, know thyself, folks. Pay attention to you. My biblical question, how can you change your future? How can you change your future? How? That's the biblical question. You can podcast all the shows, but you can be listening no matter what you're doing, all right? Anywhere in the world. We are heard around the world, Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Pacific time, 9 to noon Eastern time. So you could be listening on your iPhone or iPad, no matter where you are and what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud. All my life I've been through my friend. Go to Cameo. C-A-M-E-O. No, that's not it. Go to buymeacoffee.com. What the? Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. To donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. Every Tuesday is Country and Western Tuesday.
All my thoughts, well, they've all been lies. They let me down every single time because the devil's been making holes inside my head. The good, the bad, the glad, the sad. If I could let them all go and give them to God, well, maybe he'd take this anger from my soul. And I'd shine like a light that's too bright to see. And I could lean on God so he could lean on me. Forgive, forgiveness, righteous, perfect peace.
Amazing. What an amazing song. Nice. I want to go back to Ali, a first-time caller out of Massachusetts. Ali, thank you for holding. You were telling me what anxiety feel like.
Also, excuse me, I probably sound a little sick. It's kind of just like you'll get like shaky, or at least this is how it happens for me. I'll get shaky, and I won't really be able to like talk. It usually happens when I'm presenting to a large group of people, and yeah, I think it's like a fear of being judged or something. And it's probably just like a lot of like internal anger. But yeah, it's just horrible. It sucks.
I bet it does. What the? And so.
Beta.
And do you feel anxiety right now?
I did right before you picked up, just a little bit, but I kind of went away.
And what made it go away?
I think I just reminded myself that I think that I'm being judged by people, and that's stupid. So then I just calmed down.
Also, you got away from the thought that you're about to go on the phone and the world can hear you. It would be like, you know how when you're just talking to your friends, you're hanging out, you're just talking, and without thinking about talking, you're just speaking and having fun?
Yeah.
And nothing is on your mind, you're not nervous, you're not having anxiety or anything, you're just relaxed, right?
Yeah.
And then the moment someone says, come up and tell us about yourself or give a talk, you go into anxiety feelings, right?
Yeah.
And the reason for that, you go into thoughts. If you didn't go into thoughts, you could speak amongst up 10,000 people and feel nothing about it.
Yeah. I kind of feel like when I present, I kind of feel like you. I remember one time you told me, or like you told everyone, like the first time you started doing Bond.
Yeah.
And you were just all over the place. So that's kind of what it feels like when I present to a class.
Right. And I didn't know then what I know now. And I didn't realize I was living in thoughts. And the thoughts were telling me the public is judging you. You're not this, you're not that. And I was believing that. And so I didn't know what I know now. What would happen if you never thought or used the words anxiety or the word anxiety ever again? If you never said that about yourself, what would happen?
Like if I just never used the word?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. I feel like I'd still feel something, but I don't know what I don't know. I don't know what would happen if I called it something else or something.
No, if you call it nothing. If you call it nothing, you don't have a name for it at all. What do you think would happen?
Then I'd probably still get the feeling, but I'd have to just forcefully like sit with it and live with it, and hopefully eventually it will just subside.
And so why don't you do that?
I feel like I do now.
Oh, okay.
Before I didn't, and I've just been overcoming it and stuff. Yeah, I try not to call it anxiety and stuff. I just said that so you would understand, but
I
try not to like call it anxiety and stuff.
Yeah, don't give it a name at all because it's an illusion. It's not even real. So the next time you go before the public, and when that feeling comes, well, when the thoughts come, because you can't have the feeling of it unless you have the thoughts first. So when the thoughts come, and it sounds like you're doing it, just notice it, but don't call it anything. Don't fight with it. Just see it, and you're going to be amazed at what happens. You got to stop calling it anything. It's not you. Never say, I'm having anxiety, or I'm having this, or someone think this about me or that about me. Drop the conversation and you can be free.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right. Yeah, I'll do that. I won't even call it anxiety anymore.
Yeah, don't call it anything. Just see it and do nothing about it and just live your life. It's going to be amazing. Have you dropped your anger?
I don't know. Okay, I'm just going to call it this one more time.
Because
of that.
Well,
like,
communication say you got to use words to communicate, but you use words consciously, like we were constantly talking about this stuff now. It's not going to affect you because you're not identified with words when you're conscious of using words.
I understand.
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, because of the anxiety and stuff, since I still, like, feel it, like, I feel like if I were to present to, like, a big group of people, I'd probably feel it. So I assume that I still have anger because, you know, why would I feel it if I didn't have anger?
Well, you can't have the anxiety feeling unless you have anger. When the anger disappears, then all of the anger children goes away with it, fear and doubt, anxiety, worry, comparing yourself. All those things disappear when the anger disappears.
Right. Yeah, so I guess I have not dropped my anger completely, no.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have, yeah. I forgave my mom and my grandma.
How did that go when you went to them? Did you go to them?
So my mom freaked out. My mom's kind of crazy. I don't know. She's
all
really
mothers
talk,
are
like,
crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. But my mom is extra crazy. She's like, I started opening my mouth, and before I could even finish like the first minute of me speaking, she already didn't like what she was hearing, and so she just started screaming and freaking out and saying that she did so much for me, and all this stuff. I knew it was gonna happen. I just went to her just to kind of do it. But I truly have forgiven her. And my grandma kind of, she was a little bit better about it. Like, when I forgave my grandma, it was weird. She kind of understood everything already. She's a lot older. It was really weird. But
amazing. And so, you forgave your grandmother anyway, right? I mean, your mother anyway, right?
Yeah, I forgive. I don't hold any resentment or anger towards my mom or my father.
Nice. So you went to your father as well?
Yeah, I went to my dad because my mom, so I grew up with my mom, and my mom's from Boston. She's from here, from Massachusetts, and my dad's from Egypt. And this is so funny. My mom, she kind of convinced me that my dad was like some, you know, Allahu Akbar guy or something. And so when I was a kid, I was really scared of my dad because he would hit me and stuff, but it was usually like you know, it was usually to discipline me.
Yeah,
and I guess like
yeah.
I took that and I would go home and my mom would make it way worse in my head than what it was. And so I always feared my dad.
Amazing.
So I kind of went to him and I said, you know, I forgive you for not protecting me from my mom because, you know, I know you can help yourself.
And what did he say?
He understood. He didn't even think it was a crazy thing to say. He was like, you know, things happen, yada, yada.
Yeah.
And we kind of just talked it out, and he knows I love him.
Fathers love their sons and daughters. Fathers love their children. And when they leave the mother. They do not leave their children.
Yeah. Do you think there's a reason why I don't yearn for my dad now, though? I've never really yearned for him.
When you say, so when you were a kid, you didn't want to be, you were not missing your father?
No, not really.
Not at all?
Not a lot. Like, I remember there was a couple times where he would, like, show love to me, and it felt really nice. But I think my mom just had me under her spell, and, like, I just thought I was better off at my mom's.
And so you have never missed your father and wondered about him or wanted to be with him?
I'm sure there was a time or two where I did, like, want to see him. But I never, felt like it was a spiritual thing.
That's what it means to yearn for your father.
Oh.
And sometimes, and if you're aware of yourself, you will realize there is a void. And it's like something is missing, and you don't know what it is. So you go out and you try to become educated, or you try to get a job, or get married or right. something. To fulfill that void, when it's really just a yearning for a return to the Father.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, all right, that's awesome. I wanted to call. This one should be really quick. I just had a question for you.
Okay.
Are you a Christian?
If I had to identify with religion, like what? Which religion would be Christianity, absolutely.
Okay, and because I'm just asking one time you said that regardless if you're Christian, Muslim, Jewish, like the perfect peace stuff doesn't matter. You just got to go forgive your mothers and fathers and drop
right.
your anger.
Yes, because go ahead.
So I guess I was just wondering, like, if Christianity had anything to do with perfect peace.
No. Zero. Because God is not involved in religion at all. And that's why people, when they join different groups of religion, or whoever's running that religion, they fight over it. They say their religion is the best, and this is the best, right? Because there's an ownership, an ego ownership when you identify with anything, religion, your wife, your children, your anything. You feel ownership to it. God is not in religion at all, zero. You're not going to find God in Christianity and Judaism, Allahuabaism, Mormonism,
but don't you kind of base your don't you kind of base the like the perfect peace stuff on? I know that one verse that you always bring up: "Be still and know God."
Right,
like that's in the Bible.
Yeah, but that's not religion.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's just that's the truth. It's not religion. One thing I can promise you, God is not involved. He has nothing to do with religion, and you're never going to find God in religion. The only thing you would do is attach yourself to another false identity, and you would call it Christianity. You would call it Catholicism or Judaism or some type of ism, and you will have a false sense of salvation, but you will not be free. You will still be afraid. You will still cry at night. You will still worry. You will still have jealousy and be revengeful. You will have no peace because God is not in religion. You're not going to find him in religion.
Absolutely. Yeah, I totally understand that. So why are you Christian?
Because that's, born into a Christian thing. But I don't see myself as that anymore. I used to see myself as a Christian. It was a false identity, but I was born into it. So in order to communicate on this earth, I say Christian, but that's not who I am.
That makes sense. All right. Well, that's basically all I wanted to ask. Because I'm Christian. Like, I identify as Christian, but, like, I don't really, like, I don't read the Bible. I don't, like, highlight my Bible. I don't really, I just kind of pray. Other than doing my seventh prayer, I also pray to the Father, like with actual words.
And what do you say?
it's kind of funny. Usually I'll say, God, I know this is all ego, but I just wanted to say, and then I'll just like say something.
I totally understand that, man. I remember when I first started, I used to do the same thing. I was so accustomed to using words to pray with. And so I started doing the silent prayer, and so I would get it away from words. And then sometimes words would come, and I would say, you know what, God, maybe I shouldn't be saying this is stupid, but, you know.
Yeah, I totally understand that.
Probably shouldn't be saying this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Yeah, that's so funny.
So I know exactly what you mean, man.
Yeah.
When you stay with the silent prayer, you stay present. Practice staying present. You want to see those thoughts. You want to, when those feelings come because you believe the thought, you want to be aware of those feelings. Don't do anything about them. Don't call them you. Don't run away from them. Do not deny them. Just be aware of them. And I'm telling you, I promise you, the truth will take them away from you because they're all just false identities that you've identify with, and the world have told you that's who you are. Your parents have told you, oh, you have anxiety, you want a pill, and you've been thinking all the time that it's you. So stop calling yourself anything, and you'll be fine.
All right. Thank you so much, Jesse.
I wish you well, man. Call me again.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy. 888-775-3773. I want to show you something that's really dumb, insane. And these people could have saved their money and really learned, got a lesson without having to pay for it. Gotten a lesson without having to pay for it. This is almost like an April Fool joke, but it's not. Well, they've been fooled because they paid all their money for a piece of paper. And they realized it's just a piece of paper. And they threw it away. It's like a bought lesson, as Francisco would say. A bought lesson. This is from ABC 7 News. Some Columbia University graduate tore up their diplomas on Saturday to protest the school cooperation with the Trump administration. Watch this from ABC News, New York.
University graduates today tore up their diplomas to protest the school's cooperation with the Trump administration. Graduates of the School of International and Public Affairs chanted Free Palestine as they destroyed their sheepskins. It was Alumni Day on campus. The protests are in support of Mahmoud Khalil, the Columbia grad student and protester now held by ICE agents. And they also object to the concessions made to curb protests on campus.
And we will continue to rage at this institution until Mahmoud Khalil is free.
Yeah! What a dummy. Have you noticed two things? That most of these radical groups are headed up by women? For whatever reason, they are headed up by women for the most part. And have you noticed that white people, always, there are always some white people involved in it. And I don't understand why white people think they need to be a part of this mess. This is their country. Why they think they got to be joining these different groups, no matter what the group is, in their own country. Mahmoud Lamar don't like him, don't like them. Mahmoud Lamar, according to the Allah about religion, Christians and Jews are worthy of death. You're infidels, dummies, and you join their group to destroy yourself. White people always feel like they got to be a part of trying to prove something. I remember when the white people got involved with the radical worse than the KKK, Black Lives Matter people. And then there were times when the white people would be marching with the Black Lives Matter people, and the white people would be saying something else. And they were like, shut up, that's not what we were saying. The white people had to agree totally with the Black Lives Matter in order to be a part of that mess. Why y'all need to be a part of that? And so these people destroyed, they tore up their diploma. Don't you see they pay buku money for a piece of paper that's not worth a dime? It's not gold coal. It's an empty piece of paper that they paid hundreds and thousands of dollars for, and they tore it up. It worth nothing. They could have kept that money, started a business or something, and been much better off. Why do you think? It's like paying for a dog. Buy dog food, dog bed, dog doctor, dog everything. And all you got is a pet, and you feel good about it. And then it's just a pet. Those diplomas were just a piece of paper. April Fool, those paper, those universities made a fool out of them. What a joke, huh? Educated people are lost people. Look at the world. The world is being controlled by educated people. They have all types of degrees. Look how screwed up the world is because they are screwed up. And then you run. You can't wait to go to college. When will you take control of your own life? Look, that piece of paper meant nothing. They had tore it up. Amazing. Mind-blowing stuff. I want to show you something that is not, so they really, according to the report, these people really did tear up their diploma. It wasn't worth a dime. I remember when I finished high school, they gave you a high school diploma. Did you get one?
I did.
Huh?
Yes, I did.
What did you do with it?
I don't know. It's somewhere in like storage or something.
You didn't finish high school, right? You ran away.
I finished high school.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you ran away.
No.
You just went to work.
Right.
Became a dishwasher.
What did you do with your diploma when you got it?
I don't know.
You don't know, huh? I remember when I first got my diploma, I was so proud of it. And I said, I'm going to always keep this. And a few days or so, I lost it. And I have no idea where it is.
So there's no proof that you actually even graduated.
Right. You have to check my high school, the school records.
Is the school open even still?
No, it's gone. The school gone. Everybody left that area, so the school fellow is gone. And then the kids were transferred to other schools around the area.
Right.
But I have no idea where I put my... I lost it right away. And I've been thinking, because I wanted to show it off some more, but I don't know where I put it. But anyway, it's not worth anything.
Right.
It's just a thrill. Here's something that's not a thrill. I mean, not April Fool. This is from Fox 32. Chicago birthday celebration at near Northside restaurant took a shameless turn when three women dashed and bragged about it online. I had never heard of dying. When we were going over this morning with my producer and Hate, they had to tell me over and over again what it was. I'm like, well, I thought it was like a car delivery service or something. Watch this from Fox Chicago 32.
Days ago, three women from Rochester, New York, were here in Chicago to celebrate a birthday and left behind one heck of a surprise. They decided to dine and dash after greasing their fingers on chicken wings, eating Alfredo, and washing it all down with flights of drinks.
The server went to the table. They asked for the ticket to be split. She left from this table behind me to a few steps away, clicked the button. As she left, they got up one at a time and walked out.
So let's look at this. You see it, 262 buckaroos. The tab was well over $200. At Soul Vibes, located in the Near North neighborhood, though, they skipped on the bill. They were spotted on surveillance, leaving one at a time within 30 seconds of the server stepping away. One lady you couldn't miss, she was wearing a blue wig. You see her right there. They also forgot that they added information to the wait list before being seated, including a name and number. And to add insult to injury, the trio laughed about it right there on social media, tagging the restaurant and telling them thanks for the free food.
And they appear to be black. It's so black to do that, too. What do you think about that, Hake?
That's crazy. The fact that they brag about it online, it's so typical nowadays.
I know.
They
go online and expose themselves like that. What do you think? Don't they know the police coming? No, huh?
Right. I'm surprised it even really made the news.
Yeah. Oh, man, this is hell on earth. Now do you believe me when I tell you hell is right here on earth coming through? What do you call that word when you put outside what's inside of you?
Projecting.
Projection. It's projecting out of people. Hell is right here on earth. If you want heaven, heaven is right here on earth. They blurred out the faces, but we can tell they look a little black. Their skin was black. Joel Friday said, I left my graduation. At my graduation, as I was leaving, I left my diploma on top of the car and drove off.
That sounds like Joel. Driving off in his stick shift with no tags.
Joel Friday is a mess. What the super chat?
Nice.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Over on Rumble, Dawn gave an extra Rumble rant.
Thank you, Dawn.
Correcting a typo because she misspelled God, believe it or not.
You can't misspell God. What, Dawn? Thank you, Dawn.
Mr. Nick over on Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. Good morning, everyone. Hope all is well.
Good morning, and thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble, video with stay-at-home dad. He thinks he's catering to his wife, but he's actually destroying his children's future, as bad as having gay parents. Sad way to live, especially for those kids.
I cannot believe that this order that God has put together to make things work perfectly has been so distorted. It's just been changed. Why do you think your life going to get better by doing that? Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest of them later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. I'll be back in a moment. Back in a moment. Steve, thank you for calling and thanks for holding. How have you been helped by the show?
I'm going to tell you this. I believe you might go down in history as one of the greatest, if not the greatest, black man that ever lived on planet Earth, as far as I'm concerned. I don't know anybody before you that's been that great. You know, freeing the slaves is one thing, but you've been freeing people of their mind, which matters, it should be anyhow, to you more than anything else, because with the mind not being right, there ain't nothing else going to happen right anyway.
If you can doubt every thought, because you're not your thoughts, if you can doubt every thought, knowing that you're not your thoughts, you don't create them, they're not from God, that they're from the deceiver, the great deceiver, Satan. If you can doubt every thought, you can be free, just like that, at an instant. Bring every thought into captivity. It's so amazing. So I got this text from one of my friends, and he requested that we play a song for country and western, and he said it's so good. And the song is by Tom McDonald. It's a new country western song, and he said it would be good. We can't play it, friend, because of rights to the music thing or something. So thanks for the request, but we can't play it. This is not radio. I remember radio, we can play everything. But due to copyright, we can't do it. But thank you, buddy. What the? Amazing. So the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. TheHakeReport.com at 9 a.m. And then Joel Friday TV at 11 a.m. He black. At 11 a.m., and then the American Anchor Baby at 12 noon on Rumble. On Rumble, the American Anchor Baby. And don't forget, this week, there's a sale on cameos. I do them myself for you. Shout outs, personal shout outs. Birthdays, wedding, whatever the case is. Go to cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And the sale will be on until Friday of this week. And the men's forum is this Thursday. Get ready, men. Last week, men's meeting was like, these men are, as the ladies are doing, working on themselves. And the more they work, the more they see. And the more they see about themselves, the more they want to see. And they start to overcome. You can be free, folks. Really. Or you can live in prison. It's up to you. Your life is in your hand. It's up to you. 888-7753-773. Let me go over to Australia and talk to Mitt out of Australia. Mitt, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. I just want to say the silent prayer has really been helping me, and I've been doing it a lot. And you wanted me to answer the question, I think.
Which question?
The one you got today. The one, we're not doing the evil
how,
one.
How can you change your future?
Yeah, so I think if we program today and we program today, it happens in the future. So as in, like, can I just say, you seem to me as someone, like, I've only dissolved my ego about half. So I need a lot more dissolving to do. But you seem to me as someone that has completely dissolved the ego and has suffered ego loss. And I love that about you. And you're so conscious and amazing. And I love that about you. But, yeah, so we programmed today. So we have, like, avatars. We're that advanced. We wear light as clothes. So we programmed for dates for today. We programmed for the people we love. And then it happens in the future. That's what I believe.
And when you say we program ourselves today, what do you explain that?
Like, okay, so I believe we can all code for ourselves. And we can all, like, you know, an avatar is like a light that we wear, like, around us. So, like, hoodies, trackies, and beanies, or hoodies, trackies, and hats, or we can wear robes. A lot of people like robes, and we wear it as light. And I do it for the girls I love. I do it for my sisters. I do it for my mom. And I, like, go to the center of the earth or the moon or the sun or somewhere. Like, it's like astral projection and out-of-body experience and, like, astral projector, like, somewhere safe or, like, a safe place. Everyone talks about safe places in meditation.
How old are you?
So it's easier to get to. I'm 35, Jesse.
Okay.
Yeah.
I appreciate.
I've got my own house. I live in my own place. I've got a cat. And
you got a cat?
Yeah, I'm just focused. You got a little cat called Lucy. She's a completely black. She's amazing. And I'm just focused on myself. And I've done the party and I've done all the stuff in my younger life. I've been with the girls. I've done all that. I just want to focus on myself and building myself. And I stay up every night to watch your show. It's Wednesday in Australia.
It's Wednesday already?
It starts at Tuesday at 12 o'clock, and then by 12:01 it's Wednesday, and it plays from 12 till 3, and I stay up every night till 3 a.m. just to watch your show. Hey, with your church thing on Spotify, the church, I always wanted to watch it, but I go on Spotify, and Spotify doesn't let me play it. I press play, and it says error, and it was really hard to find. I had to type the whole word in, like, you know, the whole church. And Spotify won't let me play it. Is there a reason? And how come you don't
hold on a minute.
Do the
let
church
me,
live on
and how come
YouTube?
What? Oh, I
how
do.
How come you don't do the church?
Why don't I do what now?
The church live on YouTube, because I don't get a stream. It doesn't come up on my stream.
Okay, hold on. Let me let James answer all those. James is the producer of the church. Hey, is. So, hey, can he get it on Spotify?
Supposedly we can, we are on Spotify, but I'm hearing, you're the second person I've heard in 2 days. Somebody said it's Spotify UK, you can't access the church episodes, they're blocked.
Well, this is in Australia and it won't let me either.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's a, I don't know
but
if it's a copyright issue or a hate speech thing or what, censorship or what. So
No, we love you. We love all your stuff. I just heard
well,
people
you do, but,
you're on YouTube.
But your government might not.
And then he asked about YouTube. Can you
and then YouTube, yeah. If you're following Bond, it's a different YouTube channel. Bond, Rebuilding the Man at YouTube. Rebuilding
that's
the Man
probably
YouTube.
What I gotta do. That's probably what I got to find. I've got to find that. I might only be on the Shafoam and JLP show. Because I watched the
Did you hear what he said about you got to go to Bond Rebuilding the Man?
Yep. Bond Rebuilding the Man. I search Bond Rebuilding the Man on YouTube and find that and follow that.
Right there.
Okay, awesome.
Yep.
That's,
and we have links
awesome.
On the
Thank you.
And we have links on the church page, rebuildingtheman.com/church. To our Spotify and all that stuff. Now, if it's blocked on your Spotify, I don't know what we can do about that.
Yeah, call us.
Email Spotify. Yeah.
Yeah, email Spotify and complain.
Yeah.
And Jesse, I wanted to ask you something. Ask! on the Hake Report show, you said, there are no men out there that doesn't hate his mother.
Right.
I love my mother. I don't hate my mother. I'm a man out here that doesn't hate my mother. So there are always an exception to the rule. And I love my mother. And
Have you forgiven her?
100%. But there's not much to forgive her for. She's blessed me in so many ways.
If you didn't have an anger or resented her, why did you have to forgive her?
Oh, for small things like, you know, she's pretty much said to me, by 18, you've either got to be working or do something. So I left at 16 and started, you know, living at friends' houses, meeting girlfriends and living alternatively. And, you know, so there were things
there is what I'm saying. Every male and female resent their mothers. And that's why God
said. Resent, I think, but not hate.
But hate is
a destructive force.
No, anger, anger. It used to be called hate. When people are honest, they called it hate. And then as people became sensitive, they call it resentment. And then they changed it to anger. And, but it's still hate. They just changed the title, the names down through society because they didn't want to. They didn't want to hurt the people's feelings.
So long.
Yeah,
man, you got so much longer to go, though.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me out. I'll let you do some other calls. I love you, Jesse, and I'm going to continue with the silent prayer. And you've helped me so much. And thank you very much. I love you, Jesse.
You too, buddy.
Love from Australia.
And stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with it. All right.
I will. Thank you, Jesse.
All right, buddy. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Alvin, a first-time caller out of New York. Alvin, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Alvin.
Yes.
Is it Arvin?
Yeah. Well, it's actually not my real name. I just gave a fake name. But
I see. Okay. Thank you, Arvin. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I just really wanted to thank you. To be honest with you, my parents separated when I was quite young, and my dad actually left the country. So, you know, living with my mom, then she got remarried, so on and so forth. But I had a lot of resentment, you know, towards my mom, and I don't know too much about my dad, actually. I didn't have too much against that. But I followed your advice. I actually I said sorry to my mother for resenting her. I thank my birth father for creating me, and I also thank my mother for creating me, and my life got so much better. I dropped the anger. I do music a lot more, and I'm quite present now. Thanks to the music.
How old are you?
I'm 25.
Right on. Right on, man. And are you doing the silent prayer now?
Yeah. I mean, I do way more than the silent prayer. Honestly, the music is a meditation to me, you know? I'm completely present. Yeah. I actually measure how successful my day was by how present I was. I get a lot of stuff done, you know, in the present.
Well, if you stay away from the anger... if you let it go, there's no such thing as staying away because it can't come back once it's gone. And stay away from that, stay present, and you have not seen anything yet. It gets better and better. Your mind become clear. Your old self will pass away and your new self will appear, and it's going to be amazing. So you stay with it.
Oh, yeah, I will. I have a funny question. Liberal women. I'm trying to understand, you know, this is one lady I met through her brother, and she also had a similar story to me, you know?
She had what?
She's more liberal side. But she's very honest about it, you know? And she's dealing with her issues, and I think she also is going through the same thing I've gone through.
Are you on a speakerphone or something?
I was on a speakerphone. Yeah, sorry about that.
Yeah, don't be on a speaker. Go ahead.
Yeah. You know, this is, you know, one liberal lady. we do music well together, you know. Very present, you know. We're doing music and things. Very enjoyable experience. But I'm just trying to understand, you know, what signs do I look for? What signs do I not look for? How am I supposed to make my decisions?
About what?
About whether or not I should be in a relationship with her.
Oh, I see. You make your decision about it by not making a decision about it. Don't try to change her. Just enjoy being around. You know, like you would anyone. Just enjoy being around her. Don't try to change her. Don't try to understand her. You just work on you. And when you're around her, take out of your mind, don't have in your mind, oh, I want to have a relationship with this woman, or I don't want to have a relationship. I want to marry this woman. I don't want to marry this woman. Don't have those things happening at all, and you would clearly see the right way to go with her. But if you have those things on your mind, you're going to always make the wrong decision. So get out of that and just enjoy making music, enjoy hanging out or whatever you do, but don't have in your mind that, oh, I want to go on a date, because you put that on your mind, you will be misled and you will end up regretting it.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
because honestly, you know, even with my stepfather and my real father, they were also in, you know, different countries. You know, they immigrated somewhere else, and then they fell in love, and then they left. I just want to avoid that pattern. You know? I just never want to have that happen again.
Because men and women put physical things on their mind first, rather than putting spiritual things on their mind first, seeking what's right, seeking the truth. And allowing the truth to take their lives over, because darkness has their lives been controlling them up until they work on themselves. And they won't let the truth work for them. They still trust the lie. And so that's why the relationships never work, because they have not put first things first.
Right.
So just have fun with the lady, making music, laughing and talking, and don't look at her and try to change her. She doesn't want you to change her. She just wants you to treat her the way you would anyone. Don't treat her like she's special or not. Just treat her like you would anyone, and see what happens. Let it work. Let it work itself out.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
I wish you well.
Thank you, Jesse.
And you stay with it, man.
I'll stay with it.
Where are you from? Right. Where are you from, if you can say?
I'm originally from Malaysia.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, I came to the U.S. to study engineering. I went to Purdue University in the Midwest, working on startup companies, and I'm working on neurotechnology in New York.
Right on, man. Well, you just keep your eyes on you and trust the truth. By not doubting the truth, and you haven't seen anything. It'll only get better, all right?
Yeah. Yeah, sometimes I ruminate too much, and it's like, you know, my emotional state changes. And I'm like, what am I doing?
Right on. When that happens, come out of your thoughts.
Right. Yep.
All right, buddy. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Malaysia's where they had the airplane crash, right? Wasn't it like an airplane got lost or something?
Yeah, like a Malaysian flight.
Yeah.
CNN got hung up on it. Nikki bought 20 coffees. Very generous.
Thank you, Nikki.
I 100% agreed when you said all women are evil. As a kid, I saw my mom as Satan. I despised her with every ounce of strength in my body. I saw all women as evil, including myself. Just didn't know how to stop until I met you.
Right on. Thank you, and thanks for your support. What I mean, I'm only telling you what God said. I'm not even making it up myself, right? He said, all people who are born of the flesh must be born of the spirit if you want life. All, not just some, but all. So I'm just saying you what he said. So you heard the truth, and now you're working on yourself. You'll be fine. Stay with it. And thanks for the support as well. Thank you.
Tom bought a coffee. Hi, Jesse. It feels like I am angry. I don't want to call it me, but it came up a couple days ago due to a fight with my wife, and I have not been able to shake it or let it go. Any advice?
Thank you. Don't shake it and don't let it go. Just be aware of it. Really, just stay with it. Let it stay. Just be aware of it. Go about your day. Don't take it out on your wife. It's not her fault that you get angry. It's already in you. So just be aware so that it can be taken away from you. Don't run away from it. Don't deny it. Don't fight with it. Just be aware. Live with it. And then it will be taken away from you. Amazing. Stay with it.
Very nice. Thank you, Tom. Yeah. Pastor Chatelet says on a Rumble rant,
you got to know how to rumble.
It's they, them, because there is a demon in there, Uncle Jesse. That chirp chain.
What? What?
That black female actress woman with the bald head yesterday.
What a mess.
She was in The Color Purple, I guess, or something like that. And she's all, it's they, them. And everybody clapped.
I know, like the Christians do at church. especially black Christians, when the preacher said the white man is the problem. Thank you.
Oh, amazing. You.
That woman was a mess. We played that yesterday, by the way. And she was a mess. Nick, do we have that? Are you able to just pull it up or no? If not,
No, I don't think it's in here.
Oh, okay.
I have like a limited space on this card.
Right on. Okay. Thank you, though, Pastor Shelley. Chalet, right?
Chatelet, yep.
Chatelet. Thank you.
Joe's Foray played that 90 Going North song. 90 Going North, like 90 Going North.
Like 90 Going North.
Nice all request. Amazing.
Thank you.
Aaron G., do you need to forgive your mother if she never turned you away from your father?
No such thing. No such thing. The mother cannot help it. And so forgive her. Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Mari. Good morning, Jesse and crew. Hope all is well. Have a blessed day and week. Love you guys.
Thank you, and thank you for your support.
Kenny bought a coffee. If we are not our body, why does it matter what happens to our body when the body dies?
I rest my case, but I wouldn't take that risk of getting cremated at all. Let me stop there for a minute.
Okay, we'll read the rest later, guys.
Thank you all. I appreciate it. I wouldn't take that risk because whomever told you to cremate your body, they're just making money. They're like, oh, this is a cheap way of doing it. Let me go to first time caller Marco. Marco's out of New Hampshire. Marco, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse.
Hey, Marco.
I'm calling you. I'm a little nervous. I'll be honest.
Relax. It's just right. Jesse.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So I just typed your name up on YouTube. I've heard about you. I typed your name up this weekend. And I was shocked because what you're talking about forgiving the mother is very relevant in my life right now. My mother and I just got into a... we're not talking right now. We're not on good terms right now. You know what I mean?
You're not supposed to be on good terms with her. If you're on good terms with your mother, you're a beta.
Oh, man, that's funny. That's funny. Let me, allow me to go ahead.
Bit of
back. Sorry, I don't want to get too much details. I know too much is really not helpful. So, a little bit of backstory is, so my mom has three baby daddies. She got with my father, who was a drug addict. He's been using since he was a young teenager.
Marco,
about 12.
Marco, hold on for me, but let me take a break, all right?
Okay.
Do not hang up. Hold on. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. One more hour to go. I got to take a break. Hate news, not the fake news, but the hate news. And I'll be back in a moment. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
some serious mess going on in the world. But case closed on that Yemen group chat, according to the White House. You know, the liberals are still yapping about it. I don't care. Trump deportations. Oops. Deported a protected by a judge since 2019. Illegal alien gang member, wannabe refugee type of guy. Trying to flee from gang violence, even though he's in a gang himself, maybe. Too late. He's in El Salvador at that prison, and they can't get him back. I chuckle, but, I mean, you brought it on yourself, dude. Maybe. Anyway, if he's watching the show, armed assailants robbed NFL's Richard Sherman's home. Wow. His wife and children were there. Luckily, they were safe. Crazy. I don't know why they called them assailants if they didn't assail anything other than the house. But it would be a say. I don't know. It's crazy. They've been robbing all these pro athletes' places and then fleeing the country. I don't know. It's like a whole gang ringleader thingy. Anyway, criminal ring. And The Rock's, his plane had to turn around. The Rock's plane had to turn around. There was a hydraulics issue causing a malfunction. Was Anchor Baby flying that plane? I doubt it. Anchor Baby does his safety checks. So you're fine. You're safe. Well, the landing can be a little rough, but that's in the past. Google. Senator Jean Shaheen, something like that, wants to replace, you've probably heard about this before, replace President Andrew Jackson, a man, with a woman on the $20 bill, Harriet Tubman, a white man being replaced by a black woman. It's terrible. This is the end of hour two. End of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is April Fool's Day, but this news is real news. It's fake news, not fake news. 2025 AD. By the way, Men's Forum is this Thursday, April 3rd, 7 p.m. at Bond in Los Angeles. And there is one line open. You can call in right now during fake news, and you can get on hold to get on air, but it will have to be after Marcos. Hang on, Marcos, and the rest of the callers who are on hold to talk with JLP. China launched a military exercises around Taiwan. I mentioned that today as a stern warning and forceful deterrence against Taiwan independence, quote unquote, separatist forces, the People's Liberation Army's Eastern Theater Command stated that in a statement. China's People's Liberation Army. Liberation. The drills, which involve China's army, navy, air force, and rocket force, came just days after Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth's visit to Asia, U.S. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth, where he vowed to counter China's aggression into the Indo-Pacific region. Officials in Taiwan condemned the exercises, calling them reckless, irresponsible, and totally unacceptable. What are you going to do about it, Taiwan? You got to just bear it. Grin and bear it, Taiwan. Suckers. The White House has closed its investigation into the top national security officials who discussed that U.S. military attack, supposedly, on the Houthi rebels in Yemen in that group chat on Signal, and they accidentally leaked it to that unchristian journalist guy. So the press secretary, Caroline Leavitt, declined to say what steps had been taken. Don't worry about it. It's not your business. Trump deportations. The Trump administration has admitted they mistakenly deported, supposedly, a Maryland man. Maryland man, they call him. Salvadorian, MS-13 gang member. Flew him to El Salvador, former gang member, at least, maybe, I don't know. Where he's currently housed in a notorious mega prison. An immigration judge had granted Kilmar Armando Abrego Garcia protected status in 2019 after he fled gang violence in El Salvador. In a court filing reported Monday in the far-left Atlantic, the administration said Abrego Garcia was detained by ICE in mid-March due to his prominent role in MS-13, a gang. Salvadorian gang started in L.A. prison, I heard. His attorneys say he's never been a member, or nor has he any ties to the gang, supposedly. Court filing noted ICE was aware of his protection from removal to El Salvador. His deportation was an administrative error. Oops. I'm not sad about it. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what they're wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, how can you change your future? How can you change your future? Amazing question. You can listen to the show if you're running around and you're not able to sit and watch it and you normally podcast. You can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on Talk Stream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Tuesday. It's the third hour of Tuesday, but it's still Country and Western Tuesday. Bring back, oh, bring back my country to me. Bring back my country to me.
What the? Who let the dogs out? Amazing.
888-775-3773. Country and Western Tuesday. Okay, folks, we got it now. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go back to Marco. And Marco is discovering that it's difficult to get along with his mother. And Marco, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so it is difficult. That's right. She got with to the third and last person she got with. They was together for 10 years, and it was crazy. It was a mess the whole time. So from when I was 10 to 20, I lived in this house that was straight chaos with these two. And
so your mother have three children by three different men, right?
Four. I only have one fully related sibling. Yeah,
that's amazing. And so you grew up in a home with all these different guys and a crazy mama.
It wasn't all these different guys. She had one girlfriend after
that I remember as a kid. And then it went from that relationship to she was single for a while. And then she got with this guy.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yep. And so there's a 10-year difference between me and my little brother.
So she had a relationship with a woman, you're saying?
She did. I was in between.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Yeah, so recently I
did she have a baby by the woman?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, nah, so yeah, so she like blew up on me because I told her she was doing something that I felt disrespected by. She took that as disrespect and straight disrespected me and my wife for that. And now she got all the siblings kind of in on it. I thought it would be like a private thing, you know, but now like everybody know about it in the house. And
so she built an army against you.
Yeah. And none of them see how I see it. None of them even address me about the situation. They act like nothing's happening. And I can't get over it. I can't get over that. Nobody's really going to check up on me, or nobody's going to ask me about it. It's just going to get swept under the rug. And that's real hard, especially because I got a son. So I don't know how to move forward with the siblings and my mother when it comes to, like, I'm not inviting them. I'm not inviting them to nothing. And I just would, like, really like some guidance, some instruction, some direction on.
How old are you?
27.
And how old is your son?
He's 2.
Okay. Are you married or you had him out of wedlock?
I'm married. What does wedlock mean?
Are you black?
I'm Puerto Rican, but it's the black side of Puerto Rico.
Oh, okay. Because I know every black person know what out of wedlock means. But it meant that if when you make a baby, you're not married.
Okay, yeah. So we did have a baby, and then we got married after.
Okay, so your question for me is what?
How do I know the answer is forgiveness. This is what you're saying.
Right.
So how do I move forward and forgive? Because I know you're talking about let go of anger. I'm asking you, what would you see is the best direction I go in to move forward and to be a stronger man for my family about this?
So you went to your mother, you apologized for resenting her. That's the right thing to do so God can forgive you. And then she went and built, according to you, she went and built an army against you with your sibling, and they have taken her side. And not only take her side, they haven't even spoken to you about it. Forgive them, too, and move on with your life and have nothing to do with them at all. Just wish them well. You have your own family. You don't need them. You have your own wife. You have your own child. You work on you and take care of your family, and you'll be fine. Don't go back begging. You don't need to apologize anymore. And they are wrong for taking the mother's side and just judging you without even, first of all, it's not their business, but without even getting them coming to you with it. Just know that those people are your enemies. They're not your friend. They're not your family or anything. So just don't be mad at them and go and live your life. And be glad that you see now that they don't love you. They have never loved you. They don't love each other or anything. And be glad to see it so that you can move on with your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I never apologized to her about resenting her. After that disagreement, we got on a phone call. And it came out that I resented her. I told her because she wasn't owning up to anything. She wouldn't apologize for nothing. So I told her, I was like, you know what, Ma, you won't own up to nothing. I'll say something. I do resent you. And then that's when I looked up your name. And then that, so it's funny how it worked out that way. But maybe, I think I should just show up just one more time in person and let her know that, or I could do a phone call or what?
Well, I would, if you can FaceTime with her. If not, I would recommend you do a phone call because you don't want them to get violent. You don't want to go through all that. So yeah. I would just say, you know what? I am wrong for resenting you for what you, because she could not help herself. She's angry. She resents her mother. She has no love. And she's been looking for love with these people, and they didn't have it to give her. So she's just lost. She could not help herself because her mother has done to her what she's done to you. So forgive her. And just forgiveness means I'm wrong for being angry at you, because now I realize as an adult, you could not help yourself. And God will forgive you, and then you move on. Really, just move on. And whether she say, I'm sorry or anything, it's on her. Don't expect her to apologize or to admit anything. You don't need her to do that. You forgive her, and God will forgive you. And work on yourself, and you will have an amazing life. You don't need them anymore at all. You don't need your siblings. You don't need your mama. You don't need anyone at this point. Just work on you. And you'll be fine. You'll have a perfect life.
I appreciate that. One last thing, too.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, it do make sense because, like, it's true. Like, at some point, you know, I can only play that this card for so long until I become the problem. Where yes. It's like, okay, but now what?
Your mother don't love you. Your siblings don't love you. Your friends don't love you. Your wife don't love you. And you don't love yourself until you get over this false self. Then you're going to know what love is, and it's going to be amazing. You must overcome needing anybody, wanting anybody or anything, and then you'll be free. But as long as you want, even as long as you want something, let's say you try to get love from your wife, it's going to destroy your marriage because your wife don't have love to give. Women do not have love. They receive love from the man who receives it from God. And so if you try to get love from your wife, it will destroy your marriage.
I like that.
You just forgive your mother so God can forgive you. Forgiveness is, I'm sorry for resenting you. I'm sorry for being angry. When you were a kid, when you were young, you couldn't help it. You needed your mother to be right. We need our father and mother to be right, but our parents are not right, and they screw us up, and we become like them. And if you don't overcome, you will repeat the same cycle. But if you overcome them by forgiving them, then you're going to pass down love to your son, and your son won't have to go through the hell that you've gone through.
Right. Right on. Right. All of that applies to the father as well, my father?
Yes. Have you forgive your father for not being there to protect you from your mother? He didn't know how to deal with the hell in your mother. He loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with her.
Right.
Because he had not forgiving his mother, and every woman he get involved with is his mother, and he doesn't know how to deal with it. So he become the boy, and the woman become the mama. And I want to encourage you that you are married to your mama right now, and your wife's going to give you hell. But if you work on yourself, the hell that she's going to try to bring upon you will not work. But you got to work on you, overcoming your thoughts, your feelings, this wrong need for your wife. You can take her or leave her. Let's say she get mad. Like, oh, I'm going to sleep on the couch. You just say, oh, okay, sleep on the couch. Good night. Don't bear her not to or anything. And if she say, I'm nuts, I'm mad, you sleep on the couch. Just say, no, I'm not mad. You sleep on the couch. I'm sleeping in the bed. I need my rest. You got to not want her. You can take her or leave her. Otherwise, you're going to end up, she's going to destroy your son.
I see that. I appreciate that, Jesse.
Does she obey you?
Say that again.
Does your wife obey you?
Does my wife obey me? She do, and she, I guess it's conditional.
When she doesn't obey, then. What do you mean conditional?
I guess it's conditional. It depends on my actions as well.
Well, then she doesn't love you. You're going to catch hell, buddy. A woman is not supposed to obey a man based on conditions. She's supposed to obey her husband. It's natural for a woman to obey her husband. And it's not based on anything that he does or does not do. It's her natural state of being.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see that why she would take the control sometimes, because I have to admit I don't be running the show like I'm supposed to sometimes.
And why
and that's
not?
My bad.
Why not?
It has to do with my mother always hovering over me and doing stuff for me. Like, she would talk for me too sometimes because she knew I was shy, so she would just jump up and start talking to me, and she never gave me that. It's that whole, it goes back to all of that.
Yeah, 100%. You got to forgive your mother so that God can forgive you. Forgiveness is not, mother, I'm sorry. Forgiveness is, I am wrong for judging you. I realize now you couldn't help yourself. I didn't know it as a kid, but now I know you cannot help yourself because I see that I can't help myself. You have become just like your mother. You have her mindset. You have her emotions. You have your looking for love. You have the spirit of your mother. All men are just like women. They get angry. They don't point the way. They judge. They're revengeful. They have doubt. They are just like a female because they have the identity of their mothers until they go and forgive their mothers. And God will take away the spirit of the mother and give you the spirit of the father, and then you'll be fine. But right now, you're just like your mother, and that's why this woman doesn't obey you, because she sees you like your mother. And so forgive your mother. Don't ask for forgiveness. Mother, I'm sorry for resenting you. If your mother said, okay, son, I was wrong, fine. If she doesn't, fine. If she yell and scream, that's fine. You walk away, and you'll be done with your mother. And just work on you, and you'll be fine, really. You'll find your, when the fake person disappear, the real you will appear. You'll be fine. But you got to start standing up. Not be angry, yeah. But you got to speak up to your wife and not be afraid.
Right, because I have trouble speaking up to, in general, too.
Yeah, that came from it came from dealing with your mother by yourself. Your father wasn't there to help you.
Yeah.
But be done with your mother. Don't invite her over to your house. Don't let her see your son or any of that stuff. You just work on you and take care of your family.
That sounds right. And I'm interested, too, in that church you got going on. I just seen a little ad for it, but
yeah, go to rebuildingaman.com/church. It's amazing fellowship, and you can watch it live every Sunday morning if you're not in the LA area, or if you're in LA, come on down. But you can watch it live. You can podcast as well.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you, Jesse, man. You're great. You're hilarious. You got it, man.
And do the silent prayer, right? Rebuildingaman.com/silent prayer so the truth, God, can bring you out of your thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time about anything. So do the silent prayer, right?
All right. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to getting you called back.
One last thing I want to tell you. So you just be aware. Have a way to see, but you can be aware. Now that you're going to start working on yourself, everything is going to change. You're going to overcome the world. But your wife, unless she starts working on herself, she's going to give you pure hell.
I
because she's going to lose control over you, and because she'd rather not have the control, but she'd rather have control, but she'd rather not. And so when you start waking up, you're going to start being a mama's boy to her, and she's going to say, you don't love me anymore. You don't care about my feelings. You don't care about my emotions. But don't give in to any of that, because her thoughts and feelings are evil, and it's not something you're supposed to cater to. Never try to please her or anything. You just be right and do right, and you'll be fine.
I have a feeling it'll turn out well with us. I do. I have a feeling, a strong feeling that.
If she works on herself, if you work on yourself and she works on herself, you will have a marriage that will last until death do you part. But if you're working on yourself and she's not working on herself, the hell in her is going to hate the heaven in you. It's going to hate the light. The darkness will hate the light. And it will come after you like night and going north. So just be aware. Have a way to see. But just be aware so that you'll be aware of it.
Absolutely, Jesse. I'm going
to stop catering. And stop catering to her.
I'm going to take that in. I'm going to take that in. She got the, she got me on iced coffee missions every morning.
What does that mean?
She like her iced coffee. I go get her that iced coffee every morning. Oh, and it's, you know, I love it. I love to do it. But,
what a beta.
But sometimes we say like, oh, we got to stop doing that.
Because you know you're a beta for doing that.
Oh,
what a beta.
That's you're a fool, man.
But work on yourself, all right? And things are, it's going to be hell at first, but go through the hell without being angry about the hell. And right on the other side of hell is heaven. You'll be fine.
I appreciate that. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. I really do. Yeah. I really do. This is a turning point for my life right now. In this moment, it's a turning point moment.
Yes.
And
yeah,
it's a great time.
All right. Let me know how it goes, man. But forgive and do the silent prayer and watch those thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. Stop believing thoughts. All right. And you'll be fine. The ones that seem good and the ones that seem bad, they're both wrong. And just live in the present. And life will work for you. You don't need to make anything work. You don't have to make your relationship work, your friendships work, your family ship work, whatever. You let it happen, either happen naturally or it doesn't happen at all, all right?
All right. All right. I can't wait to call you. I'm going to call you back.
Okay.
I'm going to call you back.
Absolutely.
All right.
Take care.
You too.
And remember, remember, Mark, because...
Yeah.
Don't be a beta. be an alpha male, not a beta male.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, buddy.
Yeah, for real. All right. I respect that, too.
Right on. Take care.
Right on.
Bye.
Thank you.
888-775-3773. Let me go to Northern Ireland, heard around the world. Northern Ireland, and talk to Jonathan. Jonathan, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing, sir?
All is well, sir.
How you getting on?
Amazing.
Amazing. So, I was going to say, I wish these people would hurry up. I haven't gotten to speak to Jesse in a while. They keep ranting and ranting on. And then they have a really lovely phone call with you, and the guy just called in before, obviously really needed it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And whenever I hear that, as you say, the angels sing, don't they?
That's right. I can hear the angels singing right now, all the way from heaven.
Amen, brother. I'm not going to ask a black man if he remembers, because I know you say, you know, you can't remember because you're a black man, but...
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
Nah, I'll maybe call another day to try and jog your memory, but I had a few questions.
Okay, all right.
I had a few questions written on the notes, but then tried to call a few days and called a little bit too late, you know, so I'm waiting, and then I didn't get on. So I'll ask you them about the silent prayer, Jesse. It's been a game changer. Obviously, I called you once or twice before. I don't know how many Irish callers you have, but it's really changed my life and my wife's life. And we had our first baby, and I think you did a cameo. We did do a cameo for us.
Nice.
And last year, and we did a counseling session with you last year, and it was amazing. It was absolutely amazing.
We literally have the best counseling service on this side of heaven, folks. Family, individual. If you need counseling, go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 800-411-BOND. Now, it's really busy. I've been very busy by phone, Skype, or walk-in. So be patient. We'll get you in. Amazing. Go ahead, Jonathan.
Amazing. Yeah, it was amazing. Really, really amazing. And we chatted briefly about me kind of not meaning to, but forcing it onto my wife a little bit at the beginning, because when she was pregnant, I just woke up very sharply, woke up.
Right.
And I didn't want my son to suffer, you know. And she understood that that was why I was forcing it a little bit, not overly, but just talking about it too much.
Right.
And but she saw that that's why I was doing it. And then that helped her, you know, wake up as well.
Nice.
So it was all good. I'll maybe call you another day and talk about that, because I think you will remember us if I try and remind you. But you say that no man is good.
Yeah. Hold on for me. Can you hold for me? Let me take a break.
Yeah.
All right, hold on. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live. I'll be back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Country and Western Tuesday, 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at the top of this hour. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. And then at 11, Joel Friday TV. He Black, Joel Friday TV. And at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 12 noon. Quick reminder, I do cameos for people around the world. Shout outs, right? Birthdays, anniversaries, encouragements, whatever the occasion. Congratulations. Right now, there's a sale on shout out. April Fool's sales from today until Friday, the 1st until the Friday, all right? So you can get your cameos down for $20 right now. Rush. Hurry, hurry, hurry. The deal is on until Friday. Go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. CAMEO.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And one other quick thing, Pache TV episode is amazing. It's amazing. There was a brand new episode played on yesterday, Monday, and it was amazing. Check this out.
Shia LaBeouf. Love Shia LaBeouf. Disturbia, Hit, the Transformers movies, I watched them for him.
These movies don't mean anything. All of the things that I used to use to fill that emptiness up stopped working.
He does seem like he doesn't know what he's talking about. I've never liked him. If I were him, I would be quiet for a while.
That pain smacks you in the face and wakes you up.
But it's like, I hear you talking, I want to ask you, are you done with your pain?
Ooh. Fight, fight! Fight, fight! Punchy TV, check that out. It played yesterday, folks. Really. Punchy.TV on YouTube. And I think you're going to like this one. Fight, 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 fight. Punchy.TV, all right? Let me go quickly back to Jonathan out of Northern Ireland. Jonathan, thank you for holding. Go ahead.
Jesse, so the silent prayer, a question for you. At what point after you forgave your mother and started doing the prayer, what point do you feel like, or do you know in yourself that you've been made perfect, that you've been born again?
I
know you say that no man is good.
I never think of myself as perfect or not perfect, right? Not perfect.
Yeah.
And because if you think of yourself that way, then it's not true. If you think of yourself as perfect, now you got to try to make yourself stay perfect. But if
I understand that.
And if you think of yourself as imperfect, now you try to make yourself be perfect. But if you have no thoughts about it at all, there's nothing to do, and it's amazing. God,
it is amazing. Yeah.
God is not about thinking at all. He's not into thought. He wants you to live a thoughtless life. It's evil that's into thought. Satan, the spirit of evil, want you to be into thoughts. Think about tomorrow. Think about the future. Think about...
Yeah, I get that, Think but about what about in a practical sense? Say you're in a conversation with... now, I would call it a conversation, but maybe the emotional Christian would call it a debate, but... What if they're asking you, well, are you perfect? Are you a Christian? You know, and you're working on yourself and they're emotional and stuff. And, you know, the whole message is to be perfect and be of God. So what do you say to their question if they ask you, well, are you perfect? Because we're all fallen and we're all this and we're all that. How would you answer them?
Don't plan on what you will or will not say. Have a way to see.
Yeah.
You, and I promise you this too. If you would live a life of wait and see life, everything will work for you. It will
work.
Because Satan wants you to live a past or a future life, because that's where he dwells. God said to live in the present. That's where he dwells. And everything will work for you on your behalf. The truth will work for you. But most people will not trust that truth. They won't live in the present because they are so accustomed to living a lie of the imagination. They do not trust the truth. And Christians don't even trust the truth. And that's why they have no peace. They know about God. They heard about God, know about God. But knowing about God is not knowing God. It's just knowing about God. It's just ideas that doesn't work.
Yeah. I have a childhood friend of mine who's an emotional Christian. He had this attitude almost as if he knew Jesus more than me because he'd been Christian his whole life.
Right.
And he mentioned that he feels like he has mental health issues. And then I just said in the moment, well, if you're a Christian, why would you have a mental health issue in the first place? You're a Christian,
Absolutely.
You know, it's just a word. And it made him feel, it actually triggered him. So
it's impossible. it's impossible to be a son or daughter of God and be triggered or have emotional issue. It's just,
yeah.
It's, if you're emotional, if you have, if you're angry, if you're easily motivated to emotions, you have no relationship with God at all. You're totally separated from Him.
Yeah, and I knew that when you mentioned it on the video I first watched a year and a half ago. I knew when you said it that the emotions aren't right, and I said, that's it, that's the answer. That's what's wrong with me.
Absolutely.
And yeah, they've been gone ever since, give or take a few thoughts here and there.
Well, you stay with the silent prayer. You practice being, even when you at night, you sit down, you do the prayer before you go to bed. Be still and know God, right? And then when you wake up in the morning, open your eyes, look around the room a little bit, and then either get up and do the silent prayer, or lay there and do the silent prayer, and be aware of yourself getting up out of the bed, your feet hit the floor. Practice being aware, and I'm telling you, man, everything would change. He, the truth, the spirit of truth, would change everything. And
it already has, Jesse.
Yeah.
It already has.
Yeah.
2 years, haven't missed a day.
Right on.
It'll be 2 years in August.
And there's nothing we can do about ourselves. We can't change our own life, so just stay with it. Everything will become clearer, too, you stay with it.
Yeah. And our little boy is 18 months coming soon. So my wife was asking me, she says, Jonathan, will our son have to be born again if we're working on ourselves? And I didn't know what to say to her.
Tell her don't even think about that at all. Because if both of you are working on yourself, overcoming evil, your son going to be fine. Don't worry about that.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I did say that in the paraphrase, that, yeah.
Yeah. Tell her don't take any thought about that at all.
Yeah. And what about the toddler age when they're just doing their little things, testing things out? It's not really anger, is it? You're not angry.
Repeat that.
If they're running around like toddlers, you know, the toddler stage, he's going to be two soon. So, and you can already see that he's like testing things and, you know, throwing things around and take, you know, having little fits, but it's not anger because we're not angry anymore.
Right. Only if just make sure his mother is not being impatient with them.
No, she hasn't been.
Okay,
no,
well then leave him alone. Just work on yourself and he'll become whatever you are.
Yeah, thought so. And one quick one, Jesse, before I go.
Okay.
I didn't know this before, but I saw that Russia has Christian laws, or what looks like to be a Christian law, because I read an article that they jailed a Muslim for desecrating the cross, and they jailed him for several years. And I was wondering what your thoughts are on Christian laws like that.
Well, I hear that Russia is a very Christian nation, and that's what Putin have been trying to enforce the Christian principles that they should, right?
Yeah.
And if that's true, I'm okay with that. I really am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's Orthodox, but it's a denomination, but I suppose those laws are better than
the lawless people who are not the people who are not working on themselves and not conscious.
Yeah, they need the laws.
They need the laws to contain them. Otherwise, they'll go out of control. That's what happened in America. All the Christian laws have been taken away. They have defunded the police. No more bail bonds. They have taken fathers away from families. They have they're letting the inmates out of the prisons, and the borders until Trump, the border was open, and people come from everywhere. And there's no more laws, and society is gone out of control because these people don't follow the laws of their heart, and they don't have laws of the land now to contain them, and they're going out of control.
Yeah, and it's the same down south in Ireland. You can see the laws are now, they call them secular laws, but they're not. They're anti-Christian laws.
Right,
I don't know if you've heard it, but you should get your experts to look up a teacher called Enoch Burke down south. And he's been jailed for a year because he wouldn't enable the trans agenda in the school that he taught at.
Yeah, amazing.
And, so
thank you,
Jesse. Thanks for your time.
All right, bud. I wish you well. Call me again.
Thanks, brother. Love you.
All right. You too, bud. Thank you. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Michael out of Florida. Michael, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, Michael.
Hey, just calling in to answer the biblical question.
How can you change your future?
Okay, so I think you can change your future.
How?
So it might sound weird, but I think it's you change your future by sitting through your hell.
Very interesting.
So it's kind of like working out, you know, like you feel sore that day, but the results later on, you know, that you get, that's, you know, like in this case, the future, you know, like you get the results. So when you're sitting in the silent prayer, sitting through those thoughts, not letting them control you, and you get used to that, and then eventually the thoughts aren't there no more because the light takes it away.
Amazing. I appreciate that, Michael, and I will put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that.
Yeah, I just wanted to say one more thing, if that's fine.
Okay, yeah.
I just want to congratulate Derek, your producer.
You bet.
Yeah, I just want to congratulate him for being called the coon.
I know. He has made it. He is now
a coon.
Yeah,
he made it, brother. I was watching that episode. It had me dying laughing. It's amazing, brother.
He is now a coon. And you should see him walking around. Oh, he's so proud to be a coon.
Give him his coon badge.
Right. He may have even contacted his mama and told him, Mama, I'm a coon now.
I would too.
Amazing. Thank you, man. He can hear it too. Thank you.
All right, man. I appreciate you and all you're doing.
All right, brother. Thank you. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Before I go to South Africa, call Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Super Chat.
Eric bought three coffees. Women are evil because seeking the truth conflicts with their survival strategy.
Amazing. Thank you.
What a mess.
What a mess. And there are women, I'm telling you, folks, and you may have heard them on Sunday. And that's why I like when the women participate on Sunday, because it allows other women to hear the truth. And somehow, for some reason, when they hear other women say, yeah, I'm evil, I didn't know it, it encourages them. So, ladies, you can overcome that nature. It's not you. It's a thing that made a home in you, and you're not stuck. But you got to admit it, at least to yourself, that you're evil. And in that very moment, things start to change. All right? Forgive your mama, because it came from her. And forgive your father, and it only gets better. Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, love you and nobody else.
Sugar Pie Honey Bunch, you know I love you. And I remember that song.
That song was all they ever played.
I love you. I can't help myself. I love no one else.
You and nobody
else. Nice. So you guys finally heard a song I've heard.
Yeah, I grew up on that song.
I can see Mary playing it.
No, Mary didn't play it. It was my best friend's mother.
Oh, your best friend, mama.
Yeah. Uh-huh. She played oldies on the drive to school.
Nice. I'm glad you finally heard a song that was from the good old days.
But only recently did I look it up and found out what Anthony says. It's Four Tops.
Yes.
I had never heard of the Four Tops until hearing the radio show, even though I knew their songs.
Nice. They were dynamite.
Indeed. Anthony also on Cash App. Women want responsibility, don't want to be responsible.
Yeah, that's starting to change, though. Really, they just don't know because their father didn't tell them, the mother didn't tell them, and then the world encouraged them to go the wrong road, take the wide road. But there are, I'm telling you, around the world, too, not just in America here, but there are Black women, white women, Asian, Philippine, all kind of women just started to wake up. They just didn't understand what was driving them, just like men. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Anthony. Cactus Eater Bear with a Diamond. People use religion to impose their will on others.
Yes, 100%. I rest my case. 100%. Thank you.
He said that during Susan's call yesterday from Colorado.
Oh, nice.
That gal.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great call.
Susan, I wish you well. Shout out to Susan.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Kid Combo 1 with a diamond grooving down
on a Monday afternoon.
Down a crowded avenue.
Grooving. I couldn't get away too soon.
Doing anything we like to do.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Kid Combo. Joseph bought a coffee. I'm afraid I'm the one responsible for my problems. I use and manipulate others to feel better about myself. When I don't get what I want, I pass judgment and blame others to avoid responsibility. I am wrong for resenting others. Never knew I was yearning for the love of my father. Thank you, Jesse.
Every human being, male and female, every human being is yearning for the father. You're lost in the wilderness of your imagination, and you're out in the wilderness lost. And you're trying to find your way back home, and you don't realize that's what it is. And the Father is waiting for your return. Amazing. He's not holding anything against you. He knows you're lost. He understands why you're lost, and he is not holding anything against you. Go back home to the Father. Amazing. Thank you.
TG says, with emojis, fire, fire, devil, female Monday, devil, fire, fire, emojis.
For those who don't know, every Monday is female Monday. Thank you.
Lord Spike Protein with a very generous sticker with a giant pear towering over buildings, waving yellow flags during the errant punchy TV stream on the Jesse Lee Peterson channel by accident. Nice. Thanks, Lord Spike Protein.
Punching TV was amazing. That, all the episodes were really good, but this one yesterday was amazing. Punchy, P-U-N-C-H-I-E .TV. Punchy.TV. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Spike Protein. Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on the D-Live crew. Kid Combo 1, Cactus Eater Bear, Games for Rec, 555-555-565. Nice.
Thank you. Amazing.
Anthony with another on Cash App. Giddy up, Country and Western Tuesday. Yahoo.
Yahoo. Country and Western Tuesday.
Samuel on Cash App. Evil, what you have to do. God, what are you are free to do. Oh, good, what you are free to do.
Amazing. Thank you.
Sorry about that, Samuel.
Thank you.
Barry, listened to you for more than 5 years. Thank you.
Stay with it, stay with it, and stay with it. Really, just stay with it. Get on that straight and narrow, folks, and stay there. I don't care how many bumps in the road comes along. I don't care how many people attack you. Let them attack you, because you're going to learn something. About, if you don't overreact at all, you're going to learn something about you that you didn't know from the attack. And it's amazing. Stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. CLC says iced coffee missions on punchy.tv.
Check out Punchy Coffee. It's amazing. JesseLeePeterson.com/shop. JesseLeePeterson.com.
No.
JesseLeePeterson.shop.
Shop. Nice.
Amazing. Thank you.
Anthony on Cash App. Your wigwam is crooked, Crockett. Correct it. What the?
What a mess. Thank you.
Tater Tate over on Buy Me a Coffee, Three Coffees. Watched the new Punchy TV episode, and it was great as always. Since Shia LaBeouf is searching for the truth so hard right now, should have him on The Fallen State. I believe Shia would accept it. It was the same way when I heard Jesse's message, and it clicked instantly.
So, Shia LaBeouf.
Something like that, yeah.
Right. Is he a... I've never had him on The Fallen State.
Not that I'm aware of.
Oh, okay. We'll look into that. Thank you.
Gabriel bought a coffee. Hey, Susan.
I'm surprised Joel's not trying to get him on Punchy TV.
Oh, probably.
Because Joel like him, like the fact he's working on himself, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joel likes him, and I hate him.
I know.
Terrible.
I can't wait for him to be on Punchy and you tell him that.
To his face.
Right.
Say it to my face.
And then you'll be alpha male.
Indeed.
You're not boo.
I will. when I tell Shia I hate you. Don't say that, kids.
Don't be jealous.
Gabriel bought a coffee. Hey, Susan, calm down because of time.
Joel is telling me that he's a mega celebrity.
He's a mega celebrity.
Isn't that true?
Yeah, maybe he's a kilo celebrity.
What does he do?
Not mega.
He's a rapper?
Maybe. Who knows?
But he's an actor.
Yeah. Right? Actor.
Oh. He's an A-list.
A-list. A-minus. B-plus.
Somebody's jealous.
Better. Gabriel says, Hey, Susan, calm down. Because of time, go and forgive your mother. I can hear the anger even when you laugh. Just do it. You won't regret it once it's done. I did the same with my father, and I learned that he loved me, and it set me on the path of forgiving all humans. Gabriel.
Amazing. Amazing advice. It's interesting, too, that our mothers make us think our dads, our fathers don't love us. Just think about that. In some cases, they won't even let you see your father. They won't even tell you who he is. Where's the love in that? Thank you. Very good advice. Thank you.
Happy Atheist Day. LM blank O says Spanky Spank. Except he didn't say blank.
Oh, thank you. Whatever.
Nice. Affirmative Action Friday bought a coffee. When you are explaining all this stuff to someone who has no understanding of the truth, that is what is meant by speaking in tongues.
Interesting. I know that common sense is like speaking in tongues to the people who are not operating from common sense, that's for sure. Thank you.
Nick, good morning, everyone, and happy Country Western Tuesday. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you for your support.
Natalie, biblical question.
How can you change your future?
I can't change something that doesn't even exist, but I can give myself a chance at the best future possible if I seek first the kingdom of God.
Amazing. Thank you. I put my two cents in on Sunday.
Punchy's Pot, then, asks Walmartavius. Walmartavius. Because of time.
What?
Punchy's Pot when? Punchy's Pot.
What do you mean?
P-A-W-T. Like, you know how you sell Punchy's coffee? When are you going to sell Punchy's Pot?
Pot, like, would you smoke?
Uh-huh.
Good idea.
Wow.
Thank you. What an amazing idea.
Take the sinner's money.
That's right. And use it for good.
G-A. On X live stream, Jesse, 3 months I do silent prayer. When do things typically begin to shift?
Immediately. The moment you see that you're evil, immediately things start to change. And then when you go forgive, oh my God, it gets better and clearer. So stay with it. And don't worry about how long it's going to take. Don't worry about it being difficult. Just stay with it. Amazing.
Very nice. Also on Adam says, Grandpa. Black grandpa emoji. Tell me about the good old days.
Amazing. Thank you, Adam.
Lin Yen Chin. The shadow of doubt is sin, for sin shadows doubt as darkness does light. Doubt veils the light of insight in the ways, same way mama draws out daddy's integrity of character. The shadow of doubt is sin.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lin Yen Chin. Spanky Spank. Also, when can I go talk with a counselor? Where can I go talk with a counselor?
Go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND. I got to stop there.
We'll read the rest of them later, guys. Yeah. Thank you all.
I literally tried to get through them all. That's why I didn't take any more calls. I tried to get through. But we have to finish up tomorrow. If the Lord is willing and the great, don't ride. Get on that narrow path. Stay there. Just stay there. Pray and watch means be still and watch. All right. I got to now go and do 3 hours of brand new episodes of The Fallen State. Not right now, but in about an hour from now. Isn't that amazing? All that talking I done here. I got to do some more talking. One thing about black people, they know how to talk. Oh, amazing. Thank you all for your super chat and your donations. And we will finish those tomorrow. The Lord is willing and the creed to ride. Manhood Hour. The Hate coming up now. Then Joel Friday after Hate. And then the American Anchor Baby after Joel Friday TV. Take care, folks. I appreciate you. Check out my book, Courage to Responsibility. I show you how I was able to overcome anger. The spirit of anger was taken away from me. I had it. And as a result of having anger, I was insecure. I had doubt, worry, fear. I was in a fallen state and didn't know it. And it wasn't until I went and forgave my mother, who tried to turn me away from my father. I forgave my father for not being there and returned back to him. My spirit connected with his spirit, and through him, I was able to return to God. And I have perfect peace. Perfect love casts out anger. And when anger is gone, fear and doubt, worry, insecurity, suicidal thoughts, all of that is gone. And you are free. Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble. Or if you want an autographed copy, you can go to my website at rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND.
I just want to say thank you for everything that you do. You've absolutely changed my life for the positive, and I just want to thank you. I was 29-year-old beta, living at home with my mom, and just was living in fear and doubt, and I couldn't hold down a job. And then I found you, and I started listening. I started just being more at peace, and I forgave my mom, and I forgave my father. And it's like right after that, everything just changed in my life, and I was able to get a good job, and I moved out, and I live on my own now, and everything has just changed. And I just want to say thank you, and I appreciate you for spreading that message. It really is a positive message.
Amazing. That's good, man. I want people to know God loves us in ways that there are no